Good morning. A weak area of high pressure is keeping it dry early today across interior New York and New England, but low-level moisture that's been in the area all week long is going to make it difficult to see much in the way of sunshine. In fact, what limited sunshine we do get early this morning will be followed by quickly increasing clouds as a weak disturbance heads our way from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. That disturbance will cause thickening clouds through the afternoon and even the risk of a few passing rain or snow showers by the end of the day as temperatures reach into the upper 30s for afternoon highs. Scattered rain and snow showers will be possible again through the evening hours, then will dry out late tonight as temperatures drop back into the 20s. This will set us up for a little bit of sunshine on Saturday morning, although clouds will increase again in the afternoon. High temperatures will reach to about 40. The next disturbance, a stronger storm system, will head in our direction by the end of the day Saturday, but especially on Saturday night. A warm front will lift into and through the region, producing scattered rain showers into the evening, then a steadier rainfall overnight Saturday night. Precipitation could fall in the form of some snow, sleet, or freezing rain at its onset on Saturday night, although little accumulation of snow is expected as temperatures will continue to climb overnight or remain in the middle and upper 30s. So a wet start on Sunday morning with rain likely for most places. Milder air will continue to work its way in as that warm front passes by. High temperatures on Sunday afternoon will be around 50 degrees as we start to dry it out with some breaks of sunshine later in the day. A weak disturbance will pass by on Monday, and that will cool things down a bit with highs back into the 40s. It'll be mostly sunny and colder with high pressure building in on Tuesday, back into the lower 30s, where temperatures will stay as we head through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wet, active pattern is expected to continue through the weekend for the western United States, particularly in California, and also areas downstream across the Rockies. A vigorous upper-level low is bringing heavy rainfall with embedded thunderstorms across California, along with heavy snow over the higher terrain of the Sierra Nevada. This will continue going through today, and precipitation will increase across the Great Basin and also the Central Rockies. As the system exits, there will already be a new storm system arriving across the Pacific Northwest, which will bring another round of heavier precipitation to especially Southwest Oregon and Northern California tonight and tomorrow. A new round of heavy snow is also expected over the Sierra and also portions of the Cascades. In fact, multi-day snowfall totals through Saturday are expected to be in excess of 2 feet locally. Also, because of the heavy rain, there's concerns for some flash flooding in California and especially around the burn scar areas. Meanwhile, a stationary front will be draped across the Ohio Valley into the lower Mississippi Valley. This will become an increasing focus for showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. At the same time, deep southerly flow ahead of a cold front will send copious amounts of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico northward and set the stage for heavy rain and severe weather across portions of the Southern Plains and lower Mississippi Valley late Friday and into early Saturday. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for these areas. The weather observation at Mount Washington is not available this morning as they perform maintenance on the system. Meanwhile, in Eureka at Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 27, 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers in the lower 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 40, that's 5 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 10.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 7.5 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 67, set in 1933, and the record low 10 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sun followed by increasing clouds and the chance of a late-day shower today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers or some freezing drizzle tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine followed by increasing clouds and the chance of a late-day snow shower today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine followed by increasing clouds and the chance of a late-day snow shower today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with late-day rain showers and highs near 40. Rain Saturday night and Sunday morning, tapering off to scattered showers with breaks of sunshine Sunday afternoon, highs near 50. Breezy and cooler, a few rain and snow showers Monday, temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, lower 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.